This goes to Ben Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R-P-A-C, fax 989-607-6875, regarding Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, Beard, B like boy, E-A-R-D, date of birth 12/30/1940. Dear Mr. Schaefer, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Beard with stage 3B chronic kidney disease. She was seen in consultation March 12th of this year and has been feeling well since her consultation. Her weight is unchanged, and she does have chronic edema of her feet and ankles that is non-painful and no worse than usual and stable. She has had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Edema of the lower extremities is stable. Medications. She's anticoagulated with Eliquis 5 mg twice a day. I want to highlight metoprolol, 25 milligram at bedtime. She's on Farxiga, 5 milligram daily. Synthroid, vitamin D3, Fosamax once a week. Fenofibrate daily also. Calcium and vitamin C. Physical exam, weight 180 pounds, pulse 55. Oxygen saturation is 95% on room air. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cup, 130/80. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. She does have 3+ edema of feet and ankles, about halfway up her calves bilaterally, and this is stable. No ulcerations or lesions. Most recent labs were done June 18th. 2024, creatinine is 1.31, estimated GFR is 40, albumin 3.8, calcium 9.4, sodium 143, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 26, intact parathyroid hormone 40.7, hemoglobin is 14.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, no indication for dialysis, 2, hypertension, currently at goal, 3, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquis. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.